For 36 years, the Newington Company, C3, has imported propane from places like Algeria. Ships would come into port full of propane, and C3 would store it, selling it locally. Then, 2 years ago, American propane actually became cheaper than foreign propane. Vice President Paul Bogan says C3's business model was no longer profitable.
So essentially, we've been out of business for the last couple of years.
Fracking in places like North Dakota and Pennsylvania is producing this cheaper American propane. It's a byproduct of oil and natural gas refinement. Bogan says the only way C3 can stay in the black is by reversing its business model. So the companies asked the Newington Planning Board for a permit to buy and store American propane, distributing it here and exporting it to other countries by ship. But how do you get propane from Western refineries to the New Hampshire seacoast?
Well, we would bring the product in by rail car.
And there's the rub.
Now you're short, so I'm not sure. Well, I think you can see.
John Sutherland points at some railroad tracks that lie about 150 feet from his house in Portsmouth. Smaller quantities of propane, jet fuel, and other materials already pass by here about once a week. And once a year, the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard transfers a trainload of nuclear waste on these tracks. But Catherine DiFantima, who lives a few houses down, says the tracks are in terrible shape.
I mean, even to the naked eye, you can see it looks really old and decrepit.
The Sutherlands, DiFantima, and others who live near the tracks say they aren't looking forward to having 12 cars rumbling by their homes in the middle of the night, six nights a week. But Rich DiPantima says their big fear is a propane disaster.
If we have trains going as fast as 25 miles an hour, and you have an accident where a derailment and a tank car potentially falls off the tracks, hits something, it could puncture, start a fire, and evacuate up to a mile area around it.
DiPantima's description may conjure images of last year's derailment at Lac-Mégantic in Quebec. There, a derailed train exploded, killing 47 people. But the Lac-Mégantic train was carrying crude oil, not propane, and it was traveling at high speeds. New Hampshire's rail inspector says at the speeds a train would travel through the seacoast, a derailment would be unlikely to result in any leaks, let alone an explosion. Of course, that's easy to say when you don't live on the tracks. Rich DiPantima can recite the details from a 1983 propane car explosion in Murdoch, Illinois, by heart.
The tank car caught fire, then exploded, and half of the tank car was launched 3/4 of a mile from the site.
Few would dispute that railroad tracks on the seacoast are old and ill-maintained, but when it comes to transporting fuel, rail may be the only option. Amy Myers Jaffe is Executive Director of Energy and Sustainability at UC Davis's Graduate School of Management. She says pipelines are the safest way to transport the country's growing supply of oil and gas, but building those takes time and, most of all, political will. In the meantime, well, there are railroads.
And the regulatory system and the condition of infrastructure in the United States, I think, has lagged behind this unexpected boom in supply.
Jaffe says not only are railroads in bad shape, but shippers have been misclassifying crude oil and shipping it in improper tank cars over unmaintained tracks. And that's led to a number of high-profile derailments. But she says people have been moving propane by rail in this country for decades. And unlike crude oil, Jaffe says, propane is well understood and well regulated.
People need to step back from, you know, worst-case scenarios and think about what's routine and what's not routine.
Newington town planner Tom Morgan says he can see both sides. On the one hand, he says, as is, the tracks are not in good shape. But, he says, C3's plan could bring down the cost of propane. And he's worked with the company for 22 years.
I've found them to be honest in their dealings with the town.
The company that owns the railroad, Pan Am, has offered to upgrade the tracks, and they've agreed to keep speeds down to 10 miles an hour. Morgan says he trusts C3 will hold Pan Am to that promise.
I think they're sincere, and when they say they're going to do something, historically they have.
Still, residents who live near the tracks say they won't be satisfied until they read a comprehensive safety report produced by a third party and paid for by C3. And neighbor Lou Salome says they're not just concerned for their own properties in Portsmouth.
The track runs along the hotels. The Sheraton, the Hilton is nearby, the Marriott is nearby.
Not only might the nighttime noise be bad for business, but...
all it takes is a kaboom, and there goes your tourism destination.
Those concerns will likely come up at tonight's public hearing. The Newington Planning Board hopes to make a decision in the next several weeks. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.